there. Welcome to Who's There, a podcast about horror fans where I talk to fans and find out why they love this twisted genre so much. My name is Allison and I'm your host. I'm a horror fan who lives in New York City with her two cats, one of whom is black, of course. Before we jump into this episode, I wanted to remind you to please, please rate, subscribe, and review the podcast. I've heard it really helps the algorithms, and as you know, if you're here, horror fans can always use another podcast to add to their feed. Today, we have Jodie Webster, who I know through an online horror community, so let's get into it. Our first guest is a good friend of mine, who I met through the Facebook community for the podcast Saw Something Scary. I've gotten to know Jodie and his collection of horror movie collectibles better over the last 17 weeks in quarantine because a bunch of us from the Facebook group meet over Zoom every weekend to play horror movie trivia. It's pretty awesome, and P.S., we were doing it before the movie host. Jodie and I have somewhat different tastes in horror movies, so that's why I wanted to have him on. Please welcome to the podcast, Jodie Webster.
Glad to be here.
Awesome. So Jodie, tell the listeners where you're from, what you do, whatever you want to say.
Okay. So I'm a self-employed graphic designer. I live in a very, very small town in Tennessee. We like to say half a dot on the map. We're not even a whole city, but it's a nice place. We live out in the country, and I have been obsessed with horror movies for probably 30 years now. And I watch a lot, and it's kind of my thing.
Yeah, so that's mostly what you've been doing during quarantine, I assume?
Yeah, no, I've watched a ton of movies. During the early part of quarantine, I wanted to watch horror. So 2020, my plan was, I'm going to watch 365 horror movies this year. Okay, that's my new goal. I'm going to hit this. And then the pandemic hit. And for like 2 months, I wasn't in the mood to watch anything. Like it was kind of like, I'm going to watch old episodes of Futurama. I'm going to watch old cartoons. That's all I can handle right now. But after a while, I kind of got back into things and, we started doing trivia and hanging out. And so, yeah, I watch a lot now. My typical week, there's 5-6 movies that I watch. I haven't been in the mood to watch heavy movies during quarantine. No, well, it's not even hostile. I don't think I can handle an Ari Aster movie in 2020 right now. I go back to Friday the 13th or something silly that I can just enjoy and have a good time with. Nothing that's going to put any stress on my brain right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what have you watched this week?
This week, I've been watching a lot of movies with my kids. So we watched Dick Tracy and stuff like that, but I also watched Brain Dead or Dead Alive. That's Peter Jackson movie. It's a really nasty, gross movie, but I had a lot of fun with it. I was watching it while I was working the other night. I watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Friday, and then right after that, because I was in a John Carpenter mood, I watched Body Bags for the first time, where John Carpenter basically is the crypt keeper for the segments between. So it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that one a lot more than I expected. So I'm trying to think if there's been anything else this week. I think that's about it in the last few days anyway.
That's a lot. So Dead Alive was good. Dead Alive is worth checking out.
It is worth checking out for me.
Okay.
For you, I would probably stay far, far away from Dead Alive.
It's mostly
just gore. It's a nasty, silly movie. There is a scene early on when the main character's mother is slowly turning into a zombie. She's not a zombie yet, but she's turning into one. And she's got a bite on her arm from this strange creature. And they're sitting at the table with some fancy homeowner association type people. And this pus squirts out of her arm into the man's custard as he's eating it. And he doesn't realize it's there. He just keeps eating it. Her ear falls off. She eats her own ear as it falls off in the custard. And that is the least gory scene in the entire movie. It's very gross.
It sounds really gross, but that type of body horror doesn't bother me as much. It's more like the torture porn.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, well, I've never watched Hostel, so
this is just silly and gross. It's there's later on he attacks a horde of zombies with a lawnmower. It's that kind of movie.
Yeah, that reminds me of which movie is it where they build this truck? It's a zombie movie. They build this truck and they put like chainsaws on the side of it to cut the zombie's legs off. Is that Dawn of the Dead or?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I get all the zombie stuff mixed up. There's so much of it.
It's all the same.
I know there's big trucks in Zombieland where they run over a lot of zombies. So
yeah, not that though. So what's your earliest memory of loving horror movies, and like what was your first one?
Okay, so I was a late bloomer when it came to horror as far as movies. I grew up very conservative, and so I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of stuff. Like when I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to watch stuff like Smurf and He-Man's. When it came to horror, my dad was a horror fan, and I remember walking in one night and he was watching something. Still to this day, I don't know what it was. There was a vampire and it was a kid and it had glowing green eyes. I think maybe Salem's Lot. That's the best I can come up with. Mm-hmm. But it scared the crap out of me. But I kind of was into it. So when I was a kid, though, because I couldn't watch the movies, I spent a lot of time in the library. And my school library had this section of books that was like paranormal and movies and things like that. And so I checked out these books about Frankenstein and Dracula and all of these movie monsters, the movies I haven't seen, but I was very, very familiar with them from those books. From there, I went to Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, Goosebumps, Stephen King. And by the time I was in high school, I had read most Stephen King. I had some friends that we just traded books back and forth all the time. And I think I was probably about 17 years old when I really like decided I wanted to watch these movies. And so I remember watching Scream at a friend's house, and it was terrifying to me at that time, even though I was 17. I should have been okay with it, but it was probably the first slasher I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
And then I got into it enough that by the time I was in high school, I spent probably a good hour every weekend going to the video store, digging through the racks. I would get one horror movie and one comedy movie. And that would be my Friday night. I called it loser movie nights because I'm an introvert. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to go do stuff. So I would stay home and I would watch one comedy and one horror. And that's how I got to watch stuff like Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, all the classics. By the time I was in college, it was a full out obsession. And I just hunted down every weird movie I could find.
Well, that's awesome. Are any of the videos that are on the wall behind you from that video store?
No, I don't have any from there. I wish I did. The stuff that I spent all my time in high school watching, I do have Evil Dead. I remember seeing that in high school. I've got a few comedies up on the wall too to complete my loser movie night. That was Blazing Saddles is up there, Halloween. So yeah, no, I watched a ton of that stuff in high school and college. By the time college came around, I found a video store that actually had some more of the weird stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was my first exposure to movies like Last House on the Left and I Spit on Your Grave and some of the really like
brutal ones.
There's something about hunting down movies I wasn't supposed to see, you know. Yeah. And not just because of how I was raised, but just in general, like these are movies no one's supposed to see, right? Like you're not supposed to watch A Spit on My Grave. And I was into all of them.
So there was an article online a couple weeks ago that said that horror fans are dealing with quarantine a lot easier than non-horror fans. Do you think that's true for you?
I don't know if it's because I'm a horror fan or not. I'm an introvert, so leaving my house or not leaving my house, that's fine. That doesn't bother me at all. But I think in general, if you're a horror fan, you're used to kind of worst case scenarios. You hear all of the bad things and, you know, you kind of adjust to it.
Yeah. You're like, well, this could always be worse. There could be something.
Nobody is pounding at my door at 2:00 in the morning. I don't have anyone with masks showing up in my backyard. So, you know, pandemic, there's a lot of worse things I've seen.
Yeah. Definitely. What was the first horror movie you remember seeing in the theater?
In the theater? It took me a long time before I saw something in the theater that I really remember watching. Other than, okay, so I was probably 18. I went and saw The Blair Witch with my girlfriend, who is now my wife.
Oh.
And we watched The Blair Witch Project. And I liked it all right. There was a lot of moving around. It's kind of a seasick movie to watch in the theater. But then that night, we were sitting out in her yard, just kind of, you know, doing what 17-year-olds do, hanging out and talking. And we managed to talk about the movie to the point that we freaked ourselves out so bad that we ran back into the house because we had conjured up so many, you know, the Blair Witch is never seen in the movie.
Yeah.
And so we conjured up so many images in our brain of what could be happening that we freaked ourselves out enough that we ran inside. So that's probably the first big moment I had with a movie theater and horror movies.
Yeah. Yeah, that movie, I remember it did not scare me at all. I remember I was 13 at the time and I went to go see it. One of my mom's best friends took me and my best friend to go see it in theaters. And my best friend and I were like, that wasn't scary. We slept over my mom's best friend's house that night. And apparently in the morning, my mom's best friend got up and she was so scared that she got scared by her husband and she screamed and woke everyone up. I don't know if I've watched that movie since. I think I've seen the sequel, which is terrible, but I should probably go revisit that one. Well, you know, there are our tastes differ on that.
I think The Blair Witch is one of those movies. What I don't remember being scared watching the movie.
Yeah.
It was more the idea of the movie that after I got back, the more I thought about it, that's where the scary things came from. Now, Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows, I will defend that movie. It is a really fun movie. And I won't fight you on it right now. But yes, I like Book of Shadows a lot.
All right, you can have Blair Witch Book of Shadows and I will defend Scream 3 to the grave.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Every movie is somebody's favorite, right?
Yeah, I guess so, except for The Nun. Nobody likes The Nun.
I wasn't sure if I was going to bring that up or not. But
I would love to know if there is somebody who liked that movie. If you did, let me know, email me. I'm sure it was really creepy after seeing The Blair Witch because you grew up in rural Tennessee, right? So
yes.
If I was surrounded by the woods after that too, I would have been freaked out as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When we were hanging out, there were trees everywhere around us. You know, it was a yard and nothing but trees. So yeah, you could convince yourself that there was something moving out there.
Oh, yeah. I get scared in the regular suburbs sometimes when I'm like at my parents' house. So, and there are like streetlights around and houses that you can see from one to another. So I can imagine getting freaked out in rural Tennessee. On the same kind of note, what is the most interesting experience you've ever had in a movie theater while seeing a horror movie, if there have been any?
There was a very long time. I think, so in college, I remember seeing the movie Save the Last Dance with my wife. Still girlfriend at that point. But we saw that, I guess, probably 2001, 2002, somewhere like that. And I didn't go back to the theater for probably 10 years because we were broke and theaters were expensive. And so it took a very long time before we came back. When the last time I can remember really being in a cool experience, or not even really a cool experience that affected the movie, seeing A Quiet Place a few years ago.
Yeah.
I was in a room with some teenagers, and teenagers make every movie either more interesting or awful, depending on which group of teenagers you have. And this was more of the awful at the beginning. They were talking and they were crunching their popcorn too loud, everything like that. By the time the movie ended, nobody was talking. Nobody was crunching popcorn. Every person in that theater was dead silent. And it was really cool just to watch them come in, not really caring about the movie, just wanting to hang out. And by the end of the movie had affected them so much that they had decided they couldn't make any sounds either. My theater is like 25 minutes from my house. I didn't feel like I could talk until I was probably about halfway home. I was silent in the car for most of it because that movie, I feel like my body hurt from the tension after sitting there watching that.
Yeah, agreed. I don't remember who I saw that movie with, but yeah, I remember nobody talked at all. So yeah. Otherwise, I mean, there was nothing, there was no dialogue you would miss, but
yeah,
everyone was like, maybe we'll hear something. Really sad that the sequel got pushed back.
So. Oh, I know. That sequel haunts me right now. I want to see it so bad. There's so many movies I want to see in 2020 that haven't come out yet. They're called.
I know. What? Which are you like most anticipating next year?
The new Candyman is really high on my list of movies I want to see. Quiet Place 2 is up there. A couple of superhero movies I want to see. Black Widow. I want to see Wonder Woman 84. But man, Candyman. Candyman is the one right now. If Candyman came out today, and there was a way to see it where I didn't feel like I was going to potentially die while I was in the theater, I would be there.
Yeah, that teaser trailer was amazing.
With the marionettes and the shadows. Yeah. And oh man, that was so good.
I don't think I understood it the first time I watched it. And then I went back after reading some commentary on it. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. But I'm also really mad that Halloween Kills is...
Oh man, yes. No, that's the one. That's the one that hasn't been. I wouldn't have seen it yet in a normal year because it would have come out in October. Yeah. But that was my plan this year: go see Halloween Kills. And I've heard so much good stuff about it. Jamie Lee Curtis has talked about it. Said this is one of the most intense movies she's ever been a part of. It's bigger than Halloween, which I loved the new Halloween.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's killing me. 2020 is a terrible year.
I saw the original Halloween, I think, right before the 2018 one came out. And I don't know, I guess my expectations were too high. I know it really did a lot for the genre.
Yeah.
And I appreciated listening to a podcast about the making of it, but I just thought I was a little boring. But I loved 2018. So
that's completely fair. I will give you that. If all you've heard is it's amazing and, you know, one of the best movies ever made,
yeah,
it is one of my favorite movies, but I experienced it in a very different way than that.
Yeah, experienced it before. Well, no, did you see it before or after Scream?
Probably after, honestly.
Yeah.
But I was still, everything was new then.
Yeah.
So everything I watched was new and it had the right kind of impact on me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember the first horror movie that I actually saw. Well, I remember trying to watch Poltergeist through like a grainy stolen channel on my really old TV growing up when I was like 9. But then when I was, I think 11, my best friend and her sister and I, we rented Scream and we watched that. We were in their living room with the lights off. No one else around. I think her parents had gone to bed and we were like, this is fine. And then we watched the first scene and then we were like, we should turn a light on. It's a little dark.
That first scene, I watched it as a 16, 17 year old and it was intense then.
Yeah.
But today watching it, look, I've got kids.
Yeah.
And so watching that first scene, I watched it again maybe a year or so ago. It is so intense. Yeah. She's calling her mom through the whole thing. That is awful. It's an awful scene. It's an awful great scene.
Yeah, yeah. It never gets old. There are so many horror movies that the cold open is just like, well, that was good the first time. What was the last movie that you saw in theaters before lockdown started?
Oh gosh. I had so many movies I wanted to see, but February, like March, January, all that time was really busy. I wanted to go see The Invisible Man. I never got around to it. Mm. I wanted to go see Underwater and I didn't get around to it. Let me see real quick.
I think Underwater was in theaters for like about 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, especially in my area. Yeah, we're in a really small town, and so movies come and go really quick around here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Underwater did not last very long.
Yeah, and it was good. That's because it was kind of terrible.
I haven't seen it yet. I've heard a lot of good things about it. I like the whole Cthulhu thing. So I'm definitely going to give it a chance eventually. I hadn't got around to it yet.
Yeah. Wait, Cthulhu, what?
Yeah, at the end of Underwater, apparently you get to see a little glimpse of Cthulhu with all his tentacle face and all that stuff.
Oh, I must have missed that. Yeah.
It's on my list. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a watch, but I don't know.
The last one I remember watching. Oh, I saw Black Christmas. I saw that in December. That was a pretty decent movie.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. It was a good time. I wasn't mad. I went.
Yeah, no, it's not the original Black Christmas, but it's fine. Yeah. The last one I really like remember having a great time with was I saw Dr. Sleep. I guess that was probably in November.
Yeah.
Dr. Sleep was great. I was in a theater with like three people because I think that's how everyone experienced Dr. Sleep. Nobody went and saw it, but I loved it. It was a really cool movie.
Yeah, no, I was really impressed with it. I was more impressed with that than The Shining, which I know is a very unpopular opinion, but.
Hey, this is one of those places we're in the same place. I'm not a huge fan of The Shining movie. That's because I'm a fan of the book. And I know Stephen King hates the movie, but yeah, no, I love Dr. Sleep. It actually made The Shining better for me.
Mm, okay, interesting. I think the reason why, one of the reasons why I didn't find The Shining very scary at all was because I think I was 16 and my friends and I rented the video from Blockbuster. We mm-hmm. brought it home and like put it on and like sort of fast forwarded through the credits. And then we were in it for like an hour and watching it and we're like, we don't really know what's going on. And then we got to the end of it and it was like, thank you for watching the making of The Shining. They put the making of The Shining on before the actual movie. So we watched the making of. So I was like, well, that movie's ruined.
Yeah, this is a movie about making a movie. I don't understand why everyone's so excited about it.
I was like, this isn't scary at all. They're just making a movie.
Yeah, no, like I said, I especially in high school, I was a huge Stephen King fan. He was probably the person I read the most. And so by the time I watched The Shining, I had already read The Shining. I was probably 16, 17 years old when I read The Shining. And I loved the original book. And so when I watched the movie and it wasn't the same, I think I probably had the same reaction that Stephen King himself had, where he's like, this is not the thing that I was expecting. Mm-hmm. And so, I'll complain about The Shining along with you.
All right, awesome. Yeah, that and The Nun. but I kind of want to rewatch The Nun just to see if
me too.
Better.
Me too. But I kind of hope that if I rewatch it, I'll like it better than I liked it the first time.
Yeah, I mean, you can't like it less.
No, I can't.
Yeah, and I've just rewatched The Conjuring 2, so I saw a lot of that Nun.
Yeah, I loved The Conjuring 2. I love The Conjuring. I love The Conjuring 2. And so I went in so high expectations. Like it was a 5-star movie in my brain when I walked in the door. And it was a 2-star when I walked out. Like, it was bad.
Yeah. Now we're not getting The Conjuring 3. That's another one that's been pushed back.
Oh, gosh, yes. There's so many that I forget how many good movies were supposed to come out in 2020.
Yeah. I think, is there another Annabelle movie coming?
I don't know. So first Annabelle's bad.
Is
second
it?
Annabelle? Well, it's not great. It's okay.
Okay.
Second Annabelle Creation mm-hmm. is pretty good. I like it quite a bit. And the third one, I had a really good time with. I saw that in the theater. I saw Annabelle and Chucky at the same time in the theater last summer. Oh, and so I had my like evil doll night. I thought about watching Toy Story 4 the same night. So I had like the good dolls and then the bad dolls. Aww. But the third Annabelle movie, I think, is really underrated. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's like a haunted house movie. I love it. Like, I'll watch it again anytime.
I rewatched it a few weeks ago and I was like, oh, this is really good. Especially the girl that plays Judy. She was really good.
The girl who plays Judy's great. The whole little like Bob thing, like with the girl and Bob. I love Bob. I'm on Bob's side. I want them to get together and have a happy life together.
Team Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but then when I went to go see Ed and Lorraine's house a couple weeks, like a month back, I was like, this doesn't look like the house in the movie. But
yeah. No, I've made my peace that the real life Warrens and the movie Warrens are different people.
Yeah.
I have a lot of feelings about the real life Warrens, and I'm not sure where I fall on them, but I love the movie Warrens.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not?
Even the cheesy, like, singing Elvis songs at the end of The Conjuring 2. Like, yeah, no, give me that all day long. I'm totally happy with it.
Sing to me, Patrick Wilson. Sing to me. Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. He can't be in a movie and not sing. That's in his contract.
No, and I'm okay with that. I don't complain about that at all.
So how did you come up with the idea to do Zoom trivia every night? Oh, every weekend, sorry.
Yeah. About 2 or 3 years ago, I ran across a copy of Trivial Pursuit Horror Movie Edition. I don't know where I found it. I read a lot of horror movie sites, so I probably saw it on one of those. But anyway, I ordered the game, and it sat on my shelf unused for about 2 years because nobody I knew actually knew enough about horror movies to play the game with. And so one night I was bored because it's quarantine and we're all bored all the time. And I just reached out and said, hey, would anybody like to play this? I've got this game sitting on my shelf. It's been sitting there for a long time. If anybody would want to play with me, maybe we can figure out a way to make it work online. And it worked. We had a good time. I think a lot of people just enjoyed having somebody to talk to and hang out with. And so I started playing, and it went so well the first time. We played it again and again and again and again. I bought some new games. I got a couple different things. And, you know, we're, I think, 16, 17 weeks in now.
Yeah, I think this week was 17.
Yeah. No, we've been doing this for a really long time. This quarantine has gone on for a long time. I don't know if you're aware. May was a million years ago.
That's when we started?
Maybe March. I don't know. Time has no meaning. This is just an endless void of sitting around at home and playing trivia every weekend. For some people, this is purgatory. It's fine.
Yeah. You play with a couple different groups, right? Not just
I do. Yeah, I've got another podcast that I have a lot of friends, and we usually play Saturday, and then I play with you all on Sunday.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Perfect weekend.
Yeah, no, my weekends are fun. On Friday nights, I tend to watch Joe Bob Briggs on Shudder. When there's a live one, I watch the live one. When there's not, I have some friends that we just get together and we watch whatever episode that we're caught up on. And then Saturday I do one round of Zoom trivia, and then on Sunday I do another one.
Nice. Did you introduce your other trivia friends to the new game this week?
I did. They were okay with it. It's hard. It's not nearly as fun as some of the other ones. The questions are made for, we're playing trivia. We're all nerds. Let's just be honest. Like, we have to accept that and admit it. this is a deeper level beyond what most of us are capable of keeping up with.
Yeah, this is for, like, the script writers.
Yeah. No, there's too many book questions, too many comic book questions. It's really hard for the normal, even a normal horror fan to keep up.
I would tend to agree with you there. And I have trouble with trivia when it's the not super hard questions. So does your wife also like horror movies?
No, not at all. I've actually found that kind of to be a weird thing with a lot of horror fans, that their significant others are not into horror. That's probably why we have groups online, because we don't have anyone else to talk to about all this crap. So we watched The Blair Witch Project together when we were like 17, 18 years old.
And then she was like, I'm out. I can't do
this. Yeah, that may have been the breaking point. We tried to watch The Village one time
Okay.
You know, M. Night Shyamalan, not actually very scary.
No, not at all.
Not at all. We made it through the opening credits and she was like, nope, I am out. she has not watched any scary movies with me since that movie. And that's been, I don't know, a decade. So I'm taking her on the same path that I went on though, because she reads all the time. And I have tons and tons of Stephen King books on my Kindle. And I give her Stephen King books to read. And when she says, hey, I want a new book to read, I give her a new Stephen King book. So I figure within a decade or so, I will have her where she will watch a movie with me again. But she loves Stephen King. And okay. That was not something I would have expected, you know, 10, 15 years ago. So I'm on the long plan of slowly getting her into more horror type stuff.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually never read any Stephen King. I have a copy of Pet Sematary on my bookshelf that came from the my building's library down in our basement. And nice. I'm just like keeping it there. I'm just like, maybe one day I'll read it. But I don't know.
I don't know that Pet Sematary is the best introduction. Steve, that was during his cocaine period. If I remember right, I don't think he remembers writing most of Pet Sematary.
Oh, okay.
And he actually threw it away because he thought it was too dark. his wife retrieved it from the trash. Stephen King is a great introduction. He's scary without being too scary. He's not over the top. He writes great characters. He writes great settings. And that's why we're in the middle of Stephen King Renaissance, is people suddenly remembered, oh yeah, this guy's really good. And so we're making a movie every couple weeks.
Yeah. Have you watched, this isn't Stephen King, but Lovecraft Country?
I haven't yet. It is so far on the top of my list right now. I did read the book, and the book is really cool. So I'm really excited about it. Did the second episode come out?
Yeah, I think it was last night it came out.
Okay, yeah. No, I haven't watched the first one yet. I have trouble right now during quarantine watching one episode of anything. So I kind of want to binge it, but I also want to stay current. So I've got that divide right now. I think I'm going to end up watching it because I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, the first episode is really interesting. I haven't read the book, and I'm not really familiar with anything that Lovecraft and like anything in that universe. So I was like a little bit confused, but my boyfriend Nick was like, you just gotta stay with it a little. I was like, what's going on? And he's like, you'll find out eventually.
I would definitely say the same thing, that it takes a little while for all the different stories in the book to connect, and I'm assuming the series is going to work the same way. But as everything comes together and the bigger picture starts coming, it's really cool. I enjoyed the book a lot. So yeah, I'm definitely excited about it.
Yeah. Well, the actors and the cast, they're all great. So yeah. I think you'd be excited, and I think you should watch the first two episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Nick also does not like horror movies. He just watches them with me because he likes me. So yeah.
My wife likes me too, but not enough to watch horror movies. we make it work.
Yeah. I remember like last year when we first started dating, I was like, we had gone to see a bunch of horror movies, and then I was like, can we watch this, this, and this? And he was like, can we watch something else? I don't really like horror movies. And I was like, but we've gone to see all these. And he's like, I just wanted to hang out with you. Can we watch something else?
Hey, like, that's nice though.
Yeah.
That's tolerating something for your partner. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah. Tolerate.
Tolerate all kinds of things after, you know, a certain period of time.
Yeah. Well, I went to go see all the superhero movies with him, so.
Okay. No, go for it.
There. So you have kids. How are you introducing them to horror movies?
Yeah. So all of my kids kind of have different opinions about horror movies and what they're ready for. So I have a 13-year-old boy, and he is scared of everything. That's not an insult. It's just true. He would admit it himself. Mm-hmm. He's probably like I was at 13, honestly. And so he's not into horror. And so I don't even try. But my daughter, she's 11 this year. And we have watched Evil Dead 2. We have watched Crawl, Annabelle Comes Home. She's my horror buddy. As long as it's appropriate for an 11-year-old. But as far as the things that I feel like she's okay with and she's ready for, we watch a lot of stuff together. We've had a lot of fun with that. She has a shirt that says Groovy on it, has a chainsaw from Evil Dead 2, which I'm really proud of. Last year at Christmas, the thing she asked for more than anything was a magnifying glass necklace, which is what Linda wears in Evil Dead. So she was really into it. She loved it.
Aww.
And so we watch a lot of stuff together like that. And, you know, I started way back a long time ago. I remember when my oldest was, she was probably just a couple weeks old, sitting in a rocking chair with him and watching Slither, and feeling like this is weird. This is a weird thing for a parent to do, but it's what we did. And as they got older, I watched more stuff like Gremlins and Goonies and stuff like that. That has a little bit of scariness to it. And, you know, I think we graduated to full on horror with a couple of them, but a few of them aren't interested at all. And I'm not going to push it.
Yeah.
Because if it was me when I was that age, I wouldn't be into it at all. It took a little while before that grew on me. But you know, you just got to treat everybody where they're at and send them to what they're ready for.
Yeah, definitely. How old is your oldest?
He's 13.
Oh, okay. So he's your oldest.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was 13, I was probably terrified of everything other than Goosebumps. And Goosebumps are not scary. Like, let's just go ahead and clear that up. Like, Goosebumps have never been scary. They're just kind of spooky, but there's nothing scary that ever happens in a Goosebumps book.
I have to say, I read them growing up, but I don't remember what happens in them at all. So.
The only one that I really remember was Say Cheese and Die, because that was my favorite one. It's where she had a camera that if you took a picture, it would show the future, but not just show the future, it would show like a bad future. Okay. It would make it happen.
I think I remember the cover of it. It's like a camera, yeah. Skeleton.
Yeah, skeletons in a picture, yeah. Since having kids, I've rediscovered some of the old Goosebumps books. The Goosebumps movie is a lot of fun. Goosebumps 2 is a lot of fun. Those are both good movies for kids.
Jack Black is in one of them.
Yeah, Jack Black's in both of them. Okay. From there, we watch The House with the Clock in its Walls. That's another Jack Black spooky kind of, semi-spooky movie. It's been a very slow... I'm just like with my wife and horror books, I'm on the long game with my kids. Like, I don't need a horror buddy when they're 8, but by the time they're 17, yeah, let's just slowly introduce those things.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you tried showing your 13-year-old like Jurassic Park or anything?
Oh yeah, no, we watched Jurassic Park a long time ago.
Oh.
No, it's the littlest one. So the littlest one is 4, and he watches the same movie as the 13-year-old. So it's accelerated over the years.
Yeah.
And I think the first time we watched like The Lord of the Rings, which doesn't sound like a scary movie, but when you rewatch The Lord of the Rings, there is so many beheadings and a lot of blood and monsters and things like that. I think the oldest was 8 at the time that we watched that. And so that was one of my first really like questionable decisions as a parent when it comes to movie watching, where I was like, should I be watching this? It doesn't matter. And we rewatched it recently, and it's great. So Lord of the Rings was an entry point, Gremlins, and now we're into scary stuff. And like my second loves Jurassic Park. He's always been into dinosaurs, and he will fire up any Jurassic Park movie any day just to watch something.
Yeah, I will co-sign that. I love Jeff Goldblum, so.
Yeah, no, all the Jurassic... I know people like to crap on the new Jurassic World movies. Yeah. I love them. I love all the Jurassic Parks. You show me dinosaurs in a movie, I'm going to have a good time. It's going to be a good day. It doesn't take a lot to make me happy. If you look at my letterbox, like the average review, it's like 3.5 to 4. A movie has to be really bad. The Nun has 2, just to clarify.
Yeah, there you go. I recently badgered you into watching The Ring. What were your thoughts on The Ring?
The Ring is good. I wish I had watched it, how many years ago? 15 years ago or so.
It came out 18 years ago.
Yeah, no, I wish I watched it back then. I watched the original from Japan because in the early 2000s, I spent a lot of time on horror movie websites, stuff like Arrow in the Head. That was one of my favorites. And so I hunted down all these old movies or weird movies or just movies that were hard to find. And so Japanese movies were hard to find in the early 2000s. And I watched Ringu, really enjoyed it. 18 years has probably blunted the impact of The Ring a little bit because I've seen a lot of stuff similar. I've seen a lot of Asian ghost movies. I've seen a lot of stuff that has similar elements. If I had watched that 18 years ago, it probably would have been great. But I was a snob 18 years ago, and I didn't watch American remakes. Come
Oh,
on.
God. How does it compare to Ringu? Because I've never seen Ringu.
But see, that one's I've watched that 18 years ago, so I don't remember what it was like. I remember really enjoying it. I really liked it back then, so I need to rewatch it. It just showed up on Shudder. All I think like the first three Ringu movies showed up on Shudder.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Maybe I'll watch it then.
Yeah,
Oh, God, the Ring sequels were terrible.
that's what I've heard. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've avoided all of them.
Yeah, Rings was especially terrible. Even though Johnny Galecki is in it and he's wonderful, the movie was just crap.
There are only a handful of franchises that can survive to like the fourth or fifth sequel.
Like what?
I mean, okay, survive is a weird word for a movie like Friday or for a series like Friday the 13th. They do not get great as time goes on, but I still like every one of them. I'll watch all of them. I'll do the same thing with Nightmare on Elm Street. Halloween got weird about. Okay, four and five are weird. They're okay though. Six is insane for no reason. It suddenly involves a cult that never was involved in any of the other five. Trying to think any other movies that are good after the fifth sequel. I can't really think of many. It gets hard after a certain point to keep a movie going.
Yeah,
Final
I think
Destination. Final
I've
Destination. The fifth one is great.
haven't seen the fifth one because I couldn't even get into the fourth one.
Okay, so one is great.
Yeah.
Two is pretty good. The first scene in two is great, but the rest of the movie is okay. Three is my favorite. Four is hot garbage. It is so bad.
I think I turned it off.
It's so bad. It's all CGI. There's this weird NASCAR thing at the beginning, and it looks terrible. Everything in that movie is terrible. I hate four. And then five is back to great again.
All right,
So
well.
they redeemed their four was trying for that 3D thing too. So 3D
Oh.
made every movie worse for a
Yeah.
while. But five is definitely worth checking out.
All right, I'll have to see if it's streaming anywhere because I don't know if I'm desperate enough to pay for it yet.
Yeah.
So.
Five, if you enjoy Final Destinations, you'll like five.
Yeah. All right. Then is it really gruesome? Because three got a little bit too.
I don't remember it being super gruesome, but I have a very different definition of gruesome than you do. So, like I said, when I was younger, I grew up where I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of stuff. And so, a little bit of repression there, probably.
Yeah, so you're like, give it to me, give it all to me right now.
Yeah, no, that's what I've decided is, some people watch gore or watch horror movies to relieve anxiety and they like have a lot of stress in their life and the horror like gets rid of it. I deal with repression through horror. And so if it's gory and nasty, yeah, I'm probably going to be into
Well.
it. This is why we don't watch a lot of the same movies. It's
Yeah,
okay.
seriously. Yeah, I watched Friday the 13th, the first four I think I've seen now.
Okay.
Yeah, they just keep getting worse. So I didn't think Friday
Yeah.
the 13th, the first one, was very good because I watched
It's
it
not.
30 years after it was released. But I don't know.
The reality is, none of the Friday the 13th movies are great. I
Yeah.
know this very well. I am very aware that none of them are great. I also have six shirts with Camp Crystal Lake on them. So those two things don't match up. I love the Friday the 13th movies. All of them, the worst ones are still fun. Yeah, no, it's a movie doesn't have to be good for me to enjoy it.
I mean, why have one Camp Crystal Lake shirt when you can have six?
Yeah, I have multiple Camp Crystal Lakes. I have a shirt with Jason on it. Yeah.
I only have one horror movie shirt, and it's my Scream shirt. Of course, I'm not wearing it right now, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I got Suspiria shirt on right now.
Nice. I only saw the remake of that, and it was really weird.
Weird is something I'm okay with, but Suspiria was one of those movies that in the early 2000s, all those websites I mentioned earlier, especially Arrow in the Head, that was the main one I remember looking at all the time. Suspiria was one of those movies they loved, and so I spent a lot of time hunting it down, and I really enjoy it. It's a weird, twisty movie. It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I'm into it.
Oh, did you, so you don't like American remakes of Japanese movies. So did you ever see the original Grudge?
Yeah.
How is that compared to the, well, you don't know what the remake is like. Unless
no, I have seen the Grudge eventually. Sure, Michelle Gellar. So I had to check it out eventually. But yeah, no, it's fine. And my remake snobbiness has decreased over the years. You know, in college, you're snobby about everything. And so if you can find something that you can kind of lord over other people that you're like, oh, I like the original. I don't like this remake stuff. You know, that's just being in college. But yeah, the Grudge is fine. They're both good.
Yeah. I wanted to see did they remake it or was it a follow-up? Was it a reboot that was out in theaters a few months ago before
lockdown? Yeah, so that was another one of those 2020 movies I wanted to see that I never got around to. I've heard mixed, so most people hated it. You know, most people said it was really bad, but I don't like the same movies that most people do. So I'm okay with giving it a shot sometime. I enjoyed the original Grudge and I think I watched maybe Grudge 2, both Japanese and American. I liked both of those. You know, you got a creepy kid meowing like a cat. Like it doesn't have to do a lot. If it's creepy and has some weird stuff going on, the new one has Lin Shaye in it. That automatically gets it a few points.
Yeah. Oh, I love Insidious, the sequel.
Yeah.
I
haven't watched the sequels yet. I need to. They're on my list.
No, you don't. It's not. They're not worth it. No.
We already know that when we recommend or not recommend movies, that's not going to work.
So tell me the 3 horror movies that you love that nobody else loves.
Oh, that nobody else loves. Okay. Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows. You've already said that one. Probably it's all going to be sequels. I don't know if this necessarily is one that nobody else loves, but I love Hello, Mary Lou, Prom Night 2. That is an excellent, terrible 80s movie that I really enjoy. And Slumber Party Massacre 2. It's all twos. Slumber Party Massacre 2 involves a dude in a leather jacket who sings songs. He has a guitar with a drill on the end of it that he uses to kill people. And there are like 5 musical numbers in the middle of it. It's amazing.
That sounds very interesting. I don't know if I would like it because it's 80s horror and I just don't.
You would
like
not. You would roll your eyes so hard that they would fall out of your head, but yeah. I'd love it.
Okay, well, cool. What was that movie that I watched a couple weeks ago that I was, it was the two girls who killed people for fun and like had an.
Tragedy Girls.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were right. That movie got dark at the end.
Yeah. No kidding.
I was like, oh damn, this is Carrie.
Yeah.
I would recommend it, but it was like very like hokey in the beginning.
Yeah, no, so I grew up in, I graduated in 1999. So Columbine happened in, or I graduated in 2000. I'm sorry, I forgot what year I graduated. I graduated in 2000. So Columbine happened like right before my senior year.
Yeah.
And the end of Tragedy Girls, I was like, oh crap, they went really dark with this movie. School murder is something that's really hard for me to be like, oh, that's fun. I'm enjoying this movie now. And in the United States, a movie about killing everyone in your school seems a little bit of a risky proposition.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you, Jody, for being here and being my first guest.
Mass shootings. Awesome.
And for organizing trivia every week. And if you guys want to check that out, join the We Saw Something Scary Facebook group. Jody, do you want to tell everyone where they can find you on the interwebs?
Yeah. So my Twitter that I barely use is thejodywebster.com. I'm on Facebook. Instagram, I think it's jodywebster42. Because in the book, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, 42 is the meaning of life. So I use that one a lot. But I think it's Jody Webster 42 on Instagram. But yeah, mainly on Instagram or on Twitter, it's just horror stuff. Instagram is just personal stuff. So I'm not a very social media kind of person.
Do you want to plug your business? Because anyone needs any web design?
Oh. Sure. Yeah, I do websites, WebsterVilleDesign.com, websites of all kinds for various purposes. So if you need a website, yeah, hit me up.
Yeah, he did our logo. So that's awesome. Well, thank you so much again for being here. I will see you on Sunday night.
Yeah. Sure. All right. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
That about wraps it up for this week's episode of Who's There. Thank you so much again to Jody Webster for coming on. I hope you like this episode, and remember to rate, subscribe, and review us wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Who's There Pod. We're on Instagram at Who's There Podcast, or you can feel free to shoot me an email at thewhostherepodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, concerns, horror movie recommendations, you get it. Until next time, stay scary and wear a mask.